Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today I just kind of wanted to do a check-in with you guys, kind of let you know what's been going on in my life and what I am coming up with for, future episodes, what you can expect. I kind of have just been doing episodes on whatever I just feel like doing episodes on. But I'm going to try to shift into more of the mental health field because that's something that obviously I'm passionate about and I enjoy. And it's something that I constantly struggle with. So I think it's a great time to kind of focus on, what we can do to feel better when we feel like crap. Because lately I've been feeling like crap. So I'm going to tell you about it. I mean, I guess there's some good things that have happened also, but, I've also been struggling lately. I mean, honestly, since COVID, I feel like I've been struggling and that's just been challenging. And so I want to, put more focus into my mental health and I want to do more episodes focused on mental health. Sometimes I talk about hot topics or this or that, and I enjoy that too, but I want to start, doing more episodes on self-care and emotional health and things in that field because I volunteer a lot with, mental health organizations or groups, and I think it's something obviously that we can all benefit from. So I'm going to kind of do an update in this episode and kind of give you a sneak peek of what I'm planning for some future episodes. And I'd love to also get your input. But first, if you want to find me on social media, you can look me up looking at Heather Iris podcast or Heather Iris on all social media. And yeah, let's go ahead and get into this topic. Okay, so let's just jump right into this year because honestly, that's how I feel like this year has started off for me. I feel like I'm like in gym class and I'm trying to like still tie up my shoes and everyone is already like ready for the race. They're all like prepped and ready to go. And, I don't even know. I'm obviously not an athletic person, so I don't even know like the terminology for, a race starting or what the heck starts. Like, do they shoot a gun or do they just blow a whistle? I don't know. But anyways, I feel like this year has already started and I wasn't ready for it. And I have been like kind of just, my head's still spinning and I'm kind of struggling to get through this second month, which I kind of kept telling myself that like, okay, January just sucks. So just pretend like January wasn't a month and then February is January. But I'm still struggling to really like feel good. And there's obviously a lot of reasons for that. So where I live right now, it's definitely like there's not a lot of sunlight sometimes. Obviously during the winter seasons, there's not a lot of sunlight. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm in Alaska. Like, I guess I'm like exaggerating a little. But it definitely is like not as sunny as the place that I used to live. I used to live in Utah and it was a lot more sunny. And I don't know, like I love where I live now, but I just like struggle with the sunlight thing. I have like one of those happy lamps and I do that every day, but I don't know. There's not much that you can do when you're like looking out the window and it's just all gray and crappy looking. Like, it's beautiful, but the skies are literally gray and that's very depressing. I'm also in the process of finding a new psychiatrist, which if you've ever had to find a psychiatrist or a new psychiatrist, it is just like, I think that's probably the hardest doctor to try to find because when you're dealing with mental health issues and you're dealing with medication, oh my gosh, like you got to find someone that you really, really trust. And honestly, maybe I'll make an episode on this topic because it's just been brutal. It's just been honestly such a freaking nightmare trying to find a new psychiatrist. I can't say that I've been very happy with my current psychiatrist, no offense, but I've just gotten some, you know, I don't know. I like don't want to like speak too negatively because she's a nice woman, but we're just like not on the same page as far as like our beliefs of kind of how to manage my medications. Like we're just not on the same page, and it's not something like, I don't know. It's such a crucial part of your mental health. If you have mental illness and if you need medication, if you can't find a psychiatrist that you can trust, it is just not good. It's really scary, honestly. And actually, you know what? I probably will do an episode on it because I've just been feeling very defeated and vulnerable and discouraged. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have also struggled with that. If you, you know, it's just really challenging. I had the same psychiatrist pretty much all my life until the last 2 years because we had to move out of state. And I loved my psychiatrist that I had. You know, he was just amazing and he was really sharp. He knew what he was doing, and he always seemed to, he was very caring, compassionate, and just like knew about, you know, medications and especially like updates, you know, new research and things like that. I don't know. He was a really good psychiatrist, and sometimes I just am so discouraged not having him as my psychiatrist because he's just honestly a great human being and just a great doctor. And sometimes that can be hard to find. Actually, I feel like I've found good doctors for all my other needs, like, you know, a neurologist and, you know, my other doctors. I feel like I've got great doctors. It's just I'm struggling finding a good psychiatrist. I guess just in the area that I'm in, it's just a problem that it just is a problem. There's not a lot of great psychiatrists that take my insurance that, you know, are accepting patients. It's just I'm unfortunately like in this weird place trying to find a new psychiatrist. So that's been kind of going on. And obviously that's affecting my mood because I feel like the medication I'm on, I'm not super happy with how I feel and the symptoms and the side effects of the medication. I'm not happy, and I don't want to be on that medication. But unfortunately, I don't have a psychiatrist right now that I really want to change my medication with. So yeah, there's that. That's not fun, obviously, not fun at all. Honestly, usually I have more exciting, like happy things going on, but I'm kind of like struggling. I did, adopt a little kitten. She is just so cute. She's a little tabby cat. She has spots, like she's like a spotted tabby, or I don't know what the heck she's mixed with, but she's very, very sassy and cute, but also cuddly. I try to research on this stuff. Again, she just came from a rescue. They just, she was actually from the South, and she was just found in like the industrial, area of this, little town, and they, the rescue like has cages or not cages, what are they called? Little traps in this industrial area, because obviously it's not safe to have strays like running around these, you know, processing plants and all that. And so they found her, and she was by herself. She's just, I mean, I'm trying to remember how old she was when they found her. I have like the little notes. They found her in like December, and she was around like 8 weeks. Like she was very, very young, and she's just so cute, so sweet. And surprisingly, she's like very friendly because, again, like they don't think she was like fully weaned or anything. And, you know, she was found without any siblings or a mother. So I don't know. I'm just learning a lot about her. She's very funny. She's always like kneading blankets and grooming my Snuggie, and she's very, very sweet. I'm in love with her. I can talk about her all day, and I am totally fine with that because she's just adorable. She purrs a lot. She purrs a whole lot, and it's really fun. My other sweet, sweet cat actually passed away. And that was very unexpected because he was very, like, he was older than a kitten, but not by much. And so, that was obviously really devastating, and I don't really like to go talk about it too much, but I don't know. It was just obviously very sad, and that kind of started my year off like really hard, I guess. Okay, so other than that, I have been asked, so I'm pretty active in the church that I go to and pretty involved. And I just recently got asked to help out with the children. They have like a activity type group. So I'm excited about that because, you know, well, I'm a little nervous. I don't know. I don't know how excited I am. I've worked with like the youth before and that's been fun. But I'm working with kids that are a little bit younger than like teens. And so I don't know, sometimes it can be exhausting and like, I'm excited, but I'm also like a little nervous because sometimes it's like a lot, you know, trying to make everyone, well, I guess it's not my job to make everyone happy, but to, you know, like socially, sometimes it's like overwhelming a little bit to me because I am, you know, I like quiet time and, I don't know, but I guess I am excited for that too. And another thing, they asked me to put together a Sunday lesson for the women in my church, to talk about mental health and, you know, depression and anxiety. And so that's been really great, you know, preparing that lesson. I've been obviously, you know, trying to look into resources, share resources that I'm already aware of, but also to kind of find more inspiration and to also get some feedback from the women in my church. So we've been kind of working on that. I've been asking if they have questions about mental health. So there's definitely some really great questions, and I'm really looking forward to that class. I'm a little obviously nervous as well, because when I tend to like prepare something, I put like too many hours into it. I'm like a perfectionist. And so sometimes I just spend too much time, like way too much time working on presentations and things like that. Like it honestly feels like I'm in school and I'm like cramming, you know, for finals for literally like a month. And, you know, I'm trying to like balance that and to remind myself not to put too much time and too much effort into this, because I obviously, like, I can't, you know, talk about every single thing that has to do with mental health. But obviously I'm, you know, wanting to help these women because I need this help too. I mean, I personally am struggling, and, you know, it's exciting to be involved in something where I can, you know, hopefully like create an environment where people feel supported and validated and feel like they're not alone, and also offer hope, which it's been kind of hard. Usually with presentations, I feel like I'm pretty prepared and like ready to go, and I'm usually mentally like doing better than what I'm doing lately, because lately I'm just like I said, I'm struggling like with my mental health lately. And so it's a lot harder to prepare something when you're like personally struggling with your own mental health, because it's like the, I guess the hardest thing is to just be able to offer hope when you're not feeling very hopeful yourself. but obviously I want to be authentic and I want to be genuine, and I want to, you know, my goal is not to just, you know, have toxic positivity and just tell everyone everything's just going to work out and you just need to pray. Like, that's good to pray, but, you know, we do go through hard times and there are, you know, more resources available to us. And I have a huge, strong testimony of prayer, but obviously that's not the only thing that you can do to get help. So yeah, sorry if you're not a religious person or spiritual, if this is like, okay, this is boring. I'm sorry. I'll try to not go too into detail on that. Well, this is like one last thing, I guess, in that topic. So again, I'm sorry. I should do a timestamp so you guys can know when I stop talking about, you know, things like this. But one other area that I've also been like, well, I volunteered to help out with is there's this new program that my church has, you know, put together for emotional resilience for, you know, emotional health. And if you're struggling with depression and anxiety, or even if you're a caregiver, what are the things we can do to really take better care of ourselves? So I'm working on that too. I have to read through the curriculum. I don't start until the end of the month, but I will definitely be doing some episodes talking about what I'm learning, because I think it can obviously help people, whether you're spiritual or not. Okay, and then pretty much life other than like my mental health and just family stuff and, you know, all of that. I'm doing okay. I feel like I need to kind of branch out, you know, work, get back into my craft room, get back crafting and being creative. And I want to start another dollhouse soon. I've been making those, not recently though, because I haven't been super inspired or had the energy to really work on anything. I've just been kind of, just a little home buddy, I guess. So I need to start getting back into, you know, creating more things and feeling inspired. There's a bunch of books that I'm interested in reading. There's a few topics. I'd like to do some posts or podcasts, I guess, talking about self-care and coping skills and things like that. And then I'm reading recently about inner child work. Shadow work is really interesting, about also like highly sensitive or empaths. And there's one other topic that I was wanting to read about. Now it's out of my mind. Oh yeah. Internal, family. Oh geez. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's like a type of therapy. Oh my goodness. I'm like looking at the book, but it's covered up and I can't see what the type of therapy is, but I'm just too lazy to get it, like get up and get the book. But, so yeah, there's quite a few different things I'm going to start talking about on here. If you guys have any suggestions, or if you want a specific topic to be covered on my podcast, you can always, if you want to make a donation, I can do a specific video for you, or I guess podcast episode. You can donate on here or on my Venmo, and that's just Heather Iris. But if you just want to like suggest, you know, or have some questions, definitely reach out to me on here. You can always leave a message and I will try to, you know, talk about the different, you know, thoughts and input and suggestions you guys have. I'd love to share that on here. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great week. I'm going to try to get into the swing of things before the weekend gets here and hopefully do, you know, be more productive, because I'm struggling with that this week. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope it is sunny and warm where you're at, but if it's not, hopefully tomorrow will be a better day, and hopefully you guys are excited for the upcoming podcast episodes I will be uploading soon. Anyways, have a great day, guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.